All right, guys, we're talking Easter and Easter traditions. Sip that coffee.
No sugar.
Black.
No sugar.
Oh, I noticed no air drums out of Brandon today.
They were pocket air drums.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, we're recording in the morning today, which is unusual, a little bit unusual. So I think we're all still waking up, you know, a little bit, but
yeah.
Wake so maybe the hands were too tired to get out of the pocket this morning.
That's all right. Is this a pocket or a pouch? What do you call these things in hoodies?
Ooh, I call it a pocket.
I call it a pocket. Yeah, okay. A front pocket.
I think
if the hole was in the top, it'd be a pouch.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like solid. A kangaroo.
Nice.
That is solid.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, welcome everybody to JDP, the Just Dads podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hit subscribe if you would like to. Share it, please. And I don't know. I am Tommy, one of the hosts anyway. We got Johnny and Brandon both with us today.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
And we're going to talk some Easter, but first, could do a little check-in. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing okay. It's sunny out. It's pretty. It's going to be a good weekend.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
Look at it. It is pretty.
Behind John, the sun's shining, the birds are tweeting, you know, the grass is, Tommy's grass is especially green and
it's
tall.
Luxurious.
Luxurious.
Yeah. Yeah. He must, you know, fertilize and use scissors to trim it out there. I mean, it looks pretty good. I'm on the 1 month plan. I'm trying not to cut it for at least another month. So
there you go.
My grass.
I will say my neighbors probably hated me last week because I was the first one out there cutting, but it needed it. It's like it's out of control already. So I need to cut again. That was last week. I still need to cut it again.
Goodness.
Man. So raising the bar.
No, it's just annoying. But most of my neighbors have actually cut by now too. So
wow, yeah. I don't even think I've heard one in my neighborhood yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, what are you guys doing
over
there?
It's the other side of the tracks, I guess.
You don't have to mow a dirt patch, right?
Must be different water over here.
The whole mile away we are.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
How about you, Johnny?
Yeah, I think things are good. You know, spring has sprung around here, and found out I am going back to the office. So I've been working remotely pretty much exclusively since last March. I've had a few days here and there in the office, but starting in May, we're going to go back on a hybrid situation. So I'll be in the office 1 week, 2 days, the next week, 3 days, and then back to two, three, kind of alternate that way. Maybe forever. I don't know. We'll see.
How do you feel about that, Jen?
I'm excited. I think it's kind of best of both worlds, especially in the summer when my kids are home and I'll have a couple days to get away from them. Yeah. So I love them, but
oh, I hear you.
Fondness makes the absence makes the
heart grow absent. Fondness.
I'm fond of you. My heart is now absent. I don't know, but whatever that saying is, sure. It's all true. But plus, I think it's like I work with students. I work for a university, and you know, I see them through video calls and obviously through emails and that stuff. But it'll be nice to be face to face with them as well. So, but yeah,
wow,
it'll be good.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Not a whole lot going on here. Sports have started. Baseball practices, soccer practices. Tennis has been going on for the one that's still indoor. So that's not bad. But spring break is coming up. We are taking the kids to Hocking Hills. So one of our local fun little spots around here in Cincinnati. I would highly recommend it if any of you guys are looking for a place to go that's not real far away, but kind of feels like another world. So
what's it take to get over there? A couple hours? 3 hours? Two, three?
Not two and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, great hiking if you guys like the outdoors, like hiking. So, that's very cool. So, I don't know. Nothing else going on. Oh, in fact, I think all three of us fall in this category. Got shot number one.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Got the first jab.
First jab. We got varying symptoms from it. Brandon is like a steel trap. Nothing happened.
Seriously. I was like, did I even get it?
I know. That's what you were saying earlier. Yeah. Like, did anything even go in my body? I don't know. So, other than the needle.
Yeah. I just had the sore arm. So nothing.
Yeah, I had the sore arm really, really bad. So, but after 24 hours, it was good. So
I will say our experience, Tommy's and I, we had a similar experience. We went to a MaxVac site and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was just real smoothly operated. They had like Air Force National Guard there or something. And
yeah, it was some service. I did not ask what they were doing or where they were from. I don't know if they were ROTC or whatever. They look so young. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, right. But that's just because we're old.
I know. It is.
But, I mean, it just was smoothly ran. I mean, you went in there, you know, everything was registered ahead of time. You just kind of got in line. And, I mean, from the time I entered the building until I exit was less than – you know, maybe 25 minutes just because of the mandatory 15-minute wait.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's quick. Yeah.
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 It was. Yeah. And they were just churning through people. It was it was very well done.
Yep.
It was at Xavier. So I don't know. It pains me to say that they did something well, but you know, they did.
I have my UC hat on though, so it's all
good. Yeah. Now we're talking.
But yeah, no, that was, I don't know. I think that's all that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
JDP back in action.
Spring is here, so we're trying to figure out when we can record these things. So,
oh, I have an update.
I don't know where he's going with this.
This is exciting because
hold on to your hats.
I've been a closet fan of this for a while, and
I really don't know where it's going now.
He just used the word closet. I'm not sure what's
because
happening.
I feel like there's like zero capacity for people to understand liking the sport, but I just signed up to have the annual pass to watch F1, so I'm pretty excited.
Formula One.
Yeah, there was a Formula One documentary on Netflix I started watching a couple years ago.
I watched that.
I was like, this is really cool. It's really neat, and I was like, I haven't really told anybody about it because, you know, the stigma that F1 is not cool in America or whatever. It's like, whatever. So anyways, and then I'm talking to a buddy at work. He's like, oh, yeah, I love F1. We started talking about F1. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch it this year. So, in fact, I just missed the practice session. So I'll be checking on those results here shortly. I'm pretty excited. So
I think that it's all, first of all, it's worldwide. So like, that's pretty cool. And the driver's pretty cool. But the only part I don't like about it is Hamilton just wins everything.
It
went from Schumacher to like Hamilton.
But you never like goats. You don't like Brady. You don't like.
I like Brady.
Why don't you like Lewis? Brady, the same thing. 7 championships.
But it doesn't feel as like given as it does there.
Well, I will say, if you're not following, they are saying Red Bull is a strong contender this year, and Lewis might not even win this first race this weekend. So it's not as given as it used to be.
Wow.
Anyways, so that's cool. I wanted to share, shout out to James for helping me take that step and be like, I'm an American that watches F1.
I don't know a lot, but the Australian Grand Prix is the first race. Is that?
No, they're in Bahrain this weekend.
Oh, so they've already had Australia?
No, this is the first
one. Okay. I thought Australia was always first, but okay. I don't know why. Just on the documentary. I thought Australia was number one.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
But for whatever, they're in Bahrain this weekend.
Okay. So I don't even know where Bahrain is, but
COVID
somewhere in the middle.
COVID could have switched some of that.
Yeah, that's true. No. That's true.
Did you watch season 3 yet? It just came out.
No, I've only seen one and two.
Yeah, it just came out. I burned through it pretty quickly. So
nice.
Anyways,
okay,
that was good. I didn't know where that was going.
I definitely did not know.
No longer a closet F1 fan.
We don't have to.
He's out.
We don't have to edit that out. That's good.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get into the rest. Brandon's got the head bod today, but that's all we get. That's all we get.
I think he's checking F1 results over there.
I was going to try to get it in fast enough.
Oh, man.
All right. So we're releasing this the week before Easter, so thought it'd be a good time to maybe talk a little Easter tradition. So I know it's not necessarily one that has as many traditions as, say, like Easter, say Christmas, but I feel like a lot of people have some Easter traditions that they do, and maybe some of ours are things that that you guys could pick up or use or make fun of or whatever you want to do with it. So anyway, Johnny, you got any initial thoughts, whatever? We don't really know where we're going with this.
Yeah, well,
so.
My initial thought is when we say Easter tradition, I think back to like my childhood when in like the 80s, a lot of people had, they would dress up their kids. So like, you know, I was a little kid. I remember like getting dressed up in fancy clothes, which were often plaid and quite strange looking by today's standards. And then like,
that's the 80s.
Yeah. And then having really, ginormous Easter basket that we'd do Easter egg hunt in our neighborhood. And, you know, you'd go to church and see people that you didn't see most of the year. And actually we were the people that weren't there most of the year back then. And I don't know. So just like it brings back a lot of those memories. Now we've done other traditions since I've been a dad, but anyway, that's when I think tradition, I'm thinking back to my childhood first and kind of think of those kinds of things. But
yeah, no, that's funny that you bring up the whole dressing up for Easter. We definitely did that. And I would say my in-laws still want us to do that. Because they try to use these holidays as like times to like get the little family portrait.
Get a little Olin Mills moment.
Olin Mills. Wow. No.
I'm old, man. I'm old.
You just Gen X me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you really not?
Nope.
Oh, man. It's like the glamour shots, but older.
Oh.
So there's like the JCPenney photo studio. This Olin Mills is the same thing, but for whatever reason, they charge three times. But everybody won. And then it would put Olin Mills like in gold font, like on the corner of your photo. Whoa. And it was like you were somebody.
Status. Oh,
it was status. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did not know that. That's interesting. Was that Ohio or is that like nationwide kind of
thing? I'm pretty sure that was a nationwide thing.
Okay. I don't know.
I feel like it.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. Random.
Yeah, that was random.
Brandon, you guys, you were saying earlier, not a lot, but
what I think, I guess maybe I'm defining the word tradition too hard, but I think it's got like familial ties and a long standing, tenure. And it's something that you guys do without breaking. And I would say to that, no, we don't have any traditions. And even as a kid, I don't think we had any specific traditions because it was just another Sunday at church that we just took the time to celebrate that Jesus, rose, which is a fantastic thing to celebrate. But I don't think we did, maybe there was a meal involved. I think maybe we did some eggs at my grandparents. I'm trying to think if we did that with our kids. Maybe we did a couple eggs at our grandparents there for a while. But there was nothing, like, consistent. Sometimes there were baskets in the house that we would find. Sometimes we did it for kids. Sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we were at my great aunt. Sometimes we were, there was nothing solid. Yeah. We just sat at home. So
So it was kind of to Tommy's point earlier, Christmas, I think, often has more like, this is what we do, these things. But Easter isn't always that way for a lot of people. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I know for us, I mean, we would always go to my aunt's house. That was always something I remembered. Definitely did the Easter basket thing. And gosh, so just thinking back at some of the places that, they hit it, mostly my sisters, because I was the youngest. So, you know, the older you get, the more at crazy places you have to hide the Easter basket. Right. So let's see. Some of the crazier ones they got in the oven.
Whoa.
In the freezer. Which I thought was cruel because it's like everything that they couldn't eat anything.
Oh, I don't know. Reese's in a freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Some things are good. Yeah. Some things are good. The others, like, maybe not so much.
Might have to thaw out a little bit.
Yeah. And then, you know, speaking of Easter baskets, the giant chocolate bunny. Could anybody actually eat that? Like, I never made any sense to me.
I think I ate it over time.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a one sitting thing though. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I just didn't like chocolate enough.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It always just seemed like way too much.
Peeps.
Ah, man. So I love
where do we fall on the peeps line?
I love me like two or three peeps every year.
Really?
Like, max. But then I'm like, I got my fill.
Yeah. my mother-in-law. So this is a weird one. She will leave them. She'll open them, leave them sit out for like a week, and she likes them stale. Yeah. It's the weirdest
thing. I've heard that before. Yeah.
That's nasty.
It is.
It's a different texture.
I think that's why I only like two or three, because like I'll open the package, eat two or three, and then they're stale.
Nice and soft. I've heard the microwave trick works decently.
I've never tried that.
Pop it in there.
I mean, it's essentially a marshmallow, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say most people have strong feelings on them. Right. I feel like I've had them a handful of times over my course of my life, but I've never looked for them specifically. So.
Yeah.
No, they never did much for me. So, what is the favorite candy in the basket?
Cadbury eggs?
I was gonna say I always look forward to a Cadbury egg.
Cadbury egg. Those things always seemed. Not right to me.
It's chocolate cream in the center, right?
Yeah.
That's cream? Like the donut I got, Boston cream donuts.
You can't go wrong.
Chocolate cream in the middle. Not a fan of cream.
Not a fan. So, gotcha. Not a fan. So.
Plus, they had good advertising back in the old days. They had that bunny that. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. So. That's pretty good.
That was pretty solid. Yeah. There's the caramel ones. Did you like the caramel? Caramel? I never say that right. Caramel.
I think Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, they're pretty good too.
I don't know that I've ever even seen that.
Oh,
that's a nice variation. Huh? My wife's family always did the orange flavored chocolate egg things. Maybe that's Christmas.
Orange flavored chocolate?
Yeah, an orange flavored chocolate egg or chocolate orange chocolate. It is a chocolate ball shaped in like texture like an orange, so it had like a hint of orange flavor.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard that or seen that.
That was their jam. That was their jam. And it was funny because it's one of those traditions as you get older, everyone's like, hey, guys, do you guys still like this? Because I haven't liked it for 10 years, but just been doing it out traditionally. Like, yeah, we've never liked it. Like, why are we still doing it?
You're the only people in the U.S. still buying that.
Yeah. No. Their bottom line was hanging there. Are they going to buy it again this year?
What's the best brand of jelly beans? That's another question.
I've got no input at all.
You don't have
jelly beans?
Starburst jelly beans.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Or Jelly Belly. Those are pretty good.
Oh, yeah, the Jelly Belly. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Is that an Easter thing? I guess it is. They put it in the bottom of the baskets.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
We never ate them as a kid because they were terrible, in my opinion. Mm. Or like, maybe we'd pick out like the pink ones.
What's the one that has all those strange flavors? Is it Jelly Belly?
I think Jelly Belly.
Yeah, yeah, like popcorn like and dark licorice. And
right.
Yeah, I like the kind of like purples and pinks and reds. So I think Starburst does a bag of just those, right?
I think so.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But
the worst thing about the Easter baskets is always that straw stuff. Why was that ever?
Oh, like the green grass.
Yeah, the green grass. It's like it just makes a mess, and we have to pick it up as kids. Like, couldn't you just give us the candy without the straw? What is the purpose of this?
I will say, and Kelly's mostly in charge of it, but we in the Easter baskets, there's almost no candy anymore. It's all like little trinkets and
interesting
like books and. Pencils and things like that.
Did the kids balk at that, or are they okay with
that? Well, first of all, they've never known anything different.
Oh, well, then there you go. So. There's no comparison then. That's good.
And there's candy around, so whatever. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
Did you guys do the tie-dye eggs? We never did. I know people do
that. Oh, yeah. We used to get the little Paz kits. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And then, like dye them. Yeah, and,
put the vinegar in.
You had the little tablets you put in the in the water.
See, and, we still do that. And we do that. And we do, and when I say we, this is more my in-laws family tradition. They divvy eggs. Do you guys know what that is?
Nope.
No.
So basically, you dye eggs, right? And then they're hard boiled. So you take one, you put it in your hand, and you like grip all the way around it, and you like smash them into each other. And one of them lives, and the other one's smashed. And then the loser has to eat. So you have like a championship egg.
It's like the M&M competition.
It is. Wow. It's like MMA for eggs.
What's MMA?
I said M&M, but sure, MMA works.
M&M.
Yeah, people put two, and then they smash, and the one wins, and the one loses.
Huh. I've never done that.
I've never heard either one of these things, so it's all new to me.
The divvying egg, it's fun. Eggs. I don't particularly like...
Did you guys eat the eggs, or...?
Yeah, well, they're hard-boiled eggs, so yeah.
The loser eats the broken egg? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay.
So
basically you eat one egg whenever you lose.
You eat a hard-boiled egg, so you have to like hard-boiled eggs, so... Right. Yeah. I have to find somebody who will eat my egg to play, so... Because I'm not a huge fan.
Even with a little salt and pepper?
I mean, I can eat them. But
we're going back to the 80s in this episode. Hey,
is that even the right band?
I don't know. We'll go with it.
We're going with it. Oh, man. The 80s were so good.
The 80s. 80s the best. Oh, man. So here's a question. Do either of you two know what the heck is the origination of...
The origination.
A bunny being associated, or eggs even, being associated with Easter. Like, I truly have no idea. It makes no sense.
Do bunnies lay eggs?
No.
Oh.
They're mammals.
That's interesting.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
as soon as you said that, I was like, that doesn't make sense.
It's the most absurd, like, tradition ever. At least, like, Santa Claus makes sense.
We should have looked this up.
We should Google this. Yeah, we really do our homework on this podcast, don't we? I mean, we come prepared.
That's interesting. I've never really thought of it. It's always been there.
I mean, Easter exists because Christ died and rose again 3 days later to provide salvation for the world. I think so. Maybe the idea is like eggs, like new life, new birth.
But the bunny.
Cute, cuddly. I don't know.
Jesus is cute and cuddly.
Jesus is.
Make a t-shirt. TM.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to have a listener provide some feedback on that.
I just know, like, even then, you go and you see, like, back in the malls, back when that was a thing, you know, you get the picture taken with the Easter bunny. Like, it's creepy.
Like it is creepy. It's way creepier than Santa Claus.
Way creepier than Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
That's interesting.
Who thought that was a good idea? And then you got Easter egg hunts, which I love the adult versions, and people get like way too into them. Have you ever seen one of those where they go, you get adults that are a little overzealous?
Does it involve alcohol? Is that what you mean by adult
sounds
version?
Like, it Anderson sounds like you would liquor people up and spin them around on a baseball bat and then make them find eggs or something. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. My parents recently started doing, you know, we do the kids and then, you know, she'll throw out like, you know, a handful of eggs for all of us adult kids. And, you know,
is there money in them?
Some adult candy. Oh, I don't want to say adult because that makes it sound like the alcohol, but
adult
like,
candy.
Yeah. Like Snickers and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to rely on the listeners on this one. Yeah. I have a feeling someone out there listening is going to come through and help us understand the connection, if there is one. There has to be some.
Or if you can think of any other absurd Easter connections, like bunnies and.
So eggs, would you guys say personally you take Easter as like a somber moment of reflection? Is it more of a celebration for you? Is it more of a, just another Sunday? Like, I'm kind of curious your thoughts. I don't know that I have specific feelings on it other than I'm very grateful for that, you know, what he did for us. But I don't know that it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm just curious if you have any, like how you reflect on that day.
Well, we had, I mentioned earlier, we didn't really go to church when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But in my 20s and early 30s, we were in the Catholic Church. And I felt like the Catholic Church does a great job of focusing on the week before Easter, which mm-hmm. they call Holy Week, and really like helping you to reflect and think about all the things that happened in the last days of Jesus's life before the cross. And so to me, I found when I think about that part of the story and reflect on that, that makes me appreciate Easter even more, yeah. if that makes sense. So then when I get to Easter Sunday, I'm like, oh yeah. So I feel like we've still tried as our little family to kind of focus on that. One thing I did when my oldest was, I don't know how old he was, but he was of a certain age. We watched The Passion of the Christ, which was the Mel mm-hmm. Gibson movie back in the day. I don't know how long that
2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s. Probably 2000s. Yeah. Because I think it's one of the more realistic portrayals of what Christ went through that last week and the crucifixion. And it's pretty gory, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it for dads with young kids. But I'm actually thinking about showing that to my other two, which are 14 and 11 now. Because I think, you know, like they... I think it's important. I want them to
have you
know,
seen
understand.
It a few times or
yeah, I've seen it a few times now.
I've only watched it once and there's been times where I'm like, all right, I want to watch this again. I'm like, I can't do it. Like,
yeah.
It's tough to watch.
It's very somber. Yeah, for sure. But mm-hmm. I think again, it gives me that appreciation for what he, you know, if that's really what happened, then oh my gosh, like I'm extremely grateful and humbled to, you know, to be the recipient really of what he went through, you know? So, yeah.
I will say interesting anecdote. I don't know, interesting or self-deprecating maybe if you want. I was in the military at the time, and me and like three or four buddies like got a taxi ride out to the local theater because we were on base at the time and no one had a car. And, you know, we're in uniform because we had to be. And, you know, you're in the theater and you're watching it. And I can tell you, I'm like, oh, I wish they turned the lights on afterwards so you could see what you're doing. I was so grateful they didn't because I was just, you know, yeah. I had just been crying, you know, and I was just like, you know, just my eyes were red and my face was wet. And I was, and then, you know, by the time you got out of the dark theater, you like got your composure back. But it was interesting, you know, three or four grown military men.
Big tough
no
guys.
One said a word.
Yeah.
Out of the theater, into the taxi, out of the taxi, back on the base, into the barracks. Like, no one said anything. It was just complete quietness. So, anyways.
And that was the first time you watched it?
The first and only time.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty powerful story. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's why I think it's an important day, but I don't know that I don't know how to feel on that day, if I should be somber and reflection or, you know, joyful or I don't know. I've always find that an interesting day to quote unquote celebrate. So
that's why
I was curious how you guys feel on the day itself.
Yeah. I don't know that I have any particular, I certainly don't think there's a right way to feel.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say there's a right way in the sense of gratefulness, but in terms of actual like feelings, I don't know. Mm-hmm. John, I think you bring up a good point though, focusing on, and we do it. We have these, we just brought up one of our family traditions, although we're doing a poor job this year because we brought it out way too late. But so we've got this set of, it's like 12 eggs, right? So we're going back to eggs, but this one, it comes with a book. And inside the egg, there's a different like symbol. And it doesn't end with the cross, actually. The cross is, so every day comes with a part of the story. And every day it's like Jesus' life leading up to it. It's that week before, it's that build up. Because I think without the build up, if you just have the one, which is, by the way, even though I did grow up doing the Catholic Church thing, I don't know, my religious piece of my childhood probably wasn't the best. You know, wasn't a huge relationship with God back then. But it was just another day that I had to get dressed up and sit through an even longer mass is what it was for me. So it was just like, there was the story, the whatever, it was just, you know, anyway, so you say was it, they did a good job, and actually now looking back, they do. They got the Holy Thursday. They've got, you know, there absolutely is a much bigger emphasis on the week leading up. So yeah.
Well, even and I think 40 days leading up, right? They participate in Lent.
Lent. Yep. Yep. So they got all that, and I don't know. Maybe you guys are looking forward to the end of your Lenten season. So I don't know. I did not give up anything this time. So I don't know if any of you guys did.
No, not really.
Not this year, but yeah, like getting like my, one example, and again, maybe because I didn't have this as a child, maybe it was all new to me in my 20s. So I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. But like on Thursday night, which is in the story of Christ, was the Last Supper. So it's like Jesus's last time he's hanging out with his buddies, having a meal. And when you would leave the mass that night, there wasn't a song, at least the experiences I had. There wasn't music or anything, which usually there was. It was just like everybody kind of filed out quietly. Mm-hmm. And there was just something like kind of powerful about that, you know? And then on, they would do a Good Friday mass, Catholics do. And that it was really stripped down, right? There was like usually not any music. There was communion, but it wasn't, it was like leftover communion from the night before, because like it was, you were remembering that Christ was on the cross and, you know, what he was suffering. I don't know. It just, to me, it was impactful because it made you think about what he endured, you know? And then, so kind of getting that somberness kind of to your point, Brandon, right? And like in those days, and then getting to Sunday, and then Sunday could just be like a day of celebration.
Celebration.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I think, you know, it could be a time for family. It can be a time for all those traditions. I know for us, yeah, like I said, the week leading up, I think it's been good. Something we got to get back to, as we're out in Hocking Hills, out in nature this week.
One of us has got to bring up Rich's tradition. Who wants to share that story? No.
It sounds like you.
It sounds like you.
Nah, you guys will tell it better than I do. I don't know. But so we all have a buddy, Rich, who is probably not listening because I don't know. He doesn't do podcasts, but maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe. But what, yeah, so he basically, he has like a, like action figures or dolls or something that's they
like a WWE
wrestling doll or something.
Baby doll.
Oh, baby. Yeah. And he's got,
no,
I don't think they're baby dolls.
It was a wrestler.
It's a manly doll. Yeah. It's a masculine doll.
Action figure.
Action hero. And he's got three boys. Not that that, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other, but so one of them is Jesus and the other, action heroes beat up Jesus, you know, to symbolize, you know, the Good Friday, right? And then don't they hide him then?
I think so.
Yeah.
In a,
because he's dead.
So they like put him away in a box or something, I think is what happens. And then when the kids wake up on Easter Sunday, they open the box and the box is empty. Jesus is gone. And then I guess he reappears on Sunday on Easter or something.
Oh, sounds right.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's fine, right? He's not beat up anymore. And he's, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the coolness about that is it's basically the idea is it tells the story in a language that the kids understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So,
yeah.
And gets beat up and whatever. So it's.
And the kids do the beating up because, well, the action heroes do technically, but the kids are holding the action. But it's like, yeah, Christ died for my sins, right? For my misgivings, my, you know, shortcomings, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think it is very age appropriate way to kind of share the story. Yeah. And I did not tell it very well. Rich actually came to our father's group a couple years ago and brought the action heroes and gave us an example. It was quite impressive.
It was.
He tells it much better.
Does he like string it up on a cross? I don't know if he does that or not.
Oh, that's, yeah. I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. But either way, the whole point is, you know, it tells it in a
tangible
kid tangible centric way.
Tactile way. Yeah.
So I think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Any other traditions? Oh, here's a question. Are you guys honey baked ham people. Are you ham? Did you guys do a big? You may not even done like a big dinner type thing.
Nope. So yeah, I mean, if you consider today as family, I don't think food was ever the focus. So maybe there was a honey baked ham. I've never been a big ham person, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we would do ham or lasagna because I married a good Italian girl. So, I
love see, Brandon lasagna. Would have been up for
yeah,
that.
That would have been a tradition I would have remembered. Lasagna with Sunday,
the little rolled meatballs, and oh yeah,
what? All that good stuff. Yeah.
Fresh mozzarella baked in.
Okay, so when am I coming over?
Yeah, I'm a big ham person, but yeah, I have heard. Yeah, anyway. So I don't know, to wrap it up, I'm gonna read through these are supposedly the top 25 Easter traditions.
That's a long list.
How maybe we'll do top five.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna pick out some unusual. We've already talked about some. Baking a cake apparently is an Easter tradition. Never heard of that. Flying kites. Has anybody heard of that?
Nope. I don't buy that.
You don't buy someone else's tradition?
How dare you?
Goodness,
I've just never heard of that.
Oh, that's different.
Now, we've never done this one, but I guess it makes sense. It's biblically part of it. So, getting your feet washed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody know? Obviously, go to church made the list. That's good.
That one makes sense. That one makes sense.
Baptized, wearing the Sunday best. We talked about that.
Shorts and flip flops, my finest.
Shorts and flip flops. Put on a corsage. I don't watch a classic. Hot cross buns. Apparently, that's a thing. Is that?
It's a song.
No, like literally making hot cross buns. They are a thing. Mm. It's not just a song.
That sounds vaguely familiar. I don't know.
Play old Easter games. What is an old Easter game? And I got to read this one. Tap the egg. Egg knocking. Egg tapping.
Is that your divvying?
I guess divvying, I guess, technically is a little egg Easter tapping. Game. I like egg tapping. Yeah. All the egg races, the pass it on a spoon. That's
the White House thing.
That's
That's a solid one.
Egg rolling too. I've heard of that.
Yeah, egg rolling. Yeah, we like gotta blow it to get it to roll. Mm. Visit the Easter Bunny, which is the creepiest of all of them. I mean, I wish you could see this. I'm gonna tweet out a picture. I mean, look how creepy that bunny is. Like that's nightmare fuel right there.
Nightmare fuel. That sounds like a good energy drink. TM.
I think that's a good name for a rock band, actually. Oh, yeah. Nightmare fuel.
make an Easter tree. Oh, where did they get this list? This is crazy.
Well, like somebody on your street over here in your neighborhood has eggs hanging in their tree in their front yard.
An Easter tree, no kidding.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
I see that.
Yeah.
Is that where the bunny goes and hangs out?
Yeah.
I guess. The soft, cuddly bunny, just like Jesus.
Cute and cuddly is what you said.
Cute and cuddly. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
those
whatever.
Those were some of the weirdest ones. And then they had visit loved ones that died. So
I wouldn't say weird. I'd say just ones you're not used to because that might be tradition for someone else.
Flying a kite. I don't know.
Why?
That's a stretch,
what's wrong?
Man.
I don't get why that's bothering you.
I don't know. I don't
what
buy
does it,
it
have to do with Easter? I
mean, what does a bunny have to do with Easter?
A listener's going to tell
we're
us.
We're judging. Right. Yeah.
We're waiting
I'm
for...
I'm not judging. Just to be clear.
No, it's if you fly a kite, that's fine.
It's fine.
I don't understand.
You now have permission from Mr. Johnny.
Johnny says you can fly. Go fly a kite.
Wow.
Goodness. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else.
No.
But hey, enjoy your Easter. If you got any other cool suggestions, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Just Dad's Podcast. I don't know. That's all I got. Yeah. So
I will say I am excited that the weather. I think the weather's supposed to be nice enough that we're gonna get to visit family because we didn't get to do that for Thanksgiving or Christmas. We're gonna probably do something outside, so that'll be fun. So
yeah,
nice. Have a happy Easter, everyone. I hope you and your family get to enjoy it. So
happy Easter.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
We can end on that.
Bye, guys.
Have a good week.